Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salam alaikum. This is IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to Youth Station. I am Zahra, and I am here with my co-host,
Zainab. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, and also, assalamu alaikum, Sister Zahra.
So, today we want to talk about people who share their best image with others. More than people, we want to talk about how it is that we always tend to show our best side to others, our achievements, our improvements, and we tend to obviously never show those little failures, those
flaws that we have,
right,
to others,
and the results this has on everybody else, on people's mentalities, on their feelings about themselves.
So I'm really excited. Let's get explore this topic.
Mm-hmm. So what experiences have you had about people sharing their best side, their best image of themselves to other people, and the potentially negative results it's had on their surroundings?
Well, I think I have seen that a lot when it comes to relationships. I mean, when you're looking for a partner, everyone tries to show the other party that the only best sides. You never show the real picture of yours. Like, that naturally even happens. But after that, you got to be accepting all the sides you are looking. You should be, if the worst part is not that worst, if you can cope up with it, then you should. If it's really dangerous, then, you know, these relationships can even break. So we got to be very careful showing our real side, our real picture in the very beginning before we, you know, enter into a very mutual relationship for future.
Even in relationships that do exist, the influences that, other than a relationship that wants to form, a relationship that has formed, that can be influenced by these kinds of images by other people, is I've seen in some situations where people who don't even necessarily have that amazing of a relationship, but they always post the best pictures, the best videos. I love you. This is my best friend in the world.
Yeah.
We have no problems. We're perfect.
You're full of problems.
Yeah. And they share these kinds of things. And on the other side, somebody who doesn't have like a proper understanding that, you know, everybody has difficulties and everybody has problems, and it's just a natural aspect of
that
life.
That way you're actually making their problems a little more. You're zooming into them and they start, again, comparing their lives with yours.
Right. Like those people who don't realize that, look back in their own lives and they're like, well, why are my relationships not that good?
Exactly.
How come somebody has the best things in the world and I don't?
Right.
And so it can cause jealousy and maybe even hatred. And what are your thoughts on this?
Exactly. It only not only causes a jealousy and hatred. Also, the person looking at the best picture of the others feels you are developing a low self-esteem in them. You're actually breaking their self-esteem. You're not boosting it if you're sharing some best part of your story. Because sometimes, you know, like, there are people in my audience, there are people in my contact list who do not have what I have. So stop sharing my best picture or my achievements or, you know, what I have. Because maybe this is no way going to boost their self-confidence, and maybe that, again, as you said, hatred or something is going to happen.
Right. So let's take a quick break and we'll be back with you guys soon. Welcome back. You are listening to Youth Station. I am Zahra and my co-host,
Zainab. And we are exploring on the topic,
sharing your best picture and your best side with others, and leaving
rather
people,
than entering the real you.
Right, and leaving, making other people think your life and everything you have is just perfect.
What happens, very common, especially, I would say, when you get married, the men try to show that they're very organized, they're very much in order. But when you get married and you, then you see, where does this man take out his socks? Where does he put his? This is pretty tangible, that's, you know, that's why I'm right. using this example.
Socks are something everybody knows.
Yeah, and oh my God, what is this? What was the order? What was the sequence that I saw before marriage in him? And what is it now? Why is he always waiting for me to pick up his clothes and, you know, put them on in the hangers or in the cupboard? It's like that real picture is something that's also remains hidden. I won't say always with intention, but sometimes, like, if you can show as much as possible you the way you are, you should show it. If you're not an organized person,
be honest.
Try to see another person that, look, I have problem with organizing things, but I hope you will help me.
Mm-hmm.
This may be a better.
Being honest, accepting an issue if it exists,
right.
and trying to grow out of it.
Right.
That's a really good aspect. What you mentioned regarding budding relationships other than established relationships, also the negative impact of all these kinds of, like, you know, and in social media nowadays, there's like channels, there's stories, there's, you know, pretty much everything
this
ability for you to share on the spot the best and the amazing moments that
Nobody
you're experiencing.
Nobody shares the worst moments, right?
Right. Oh. And what this can cause is for people who have budding relationships or people who are in the steps of getting into a relationship, it can cause them to form unrealistic expectations.
Indeed.
And how many times have we seen young people who want to get married, who, you know, want to get a job,
right.
who just want to form some kind of a connection, want to get into friendships, and they get into it with, like, really fantasies.
They develop those fantasies in their minds, seeing those unrealistic pictures and unrealistic stories and those unrealistic videos.
Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, obviously the effects it has later in a relationship.
It does have. You must know that you are responsible. Tomorrow will be answered. Tomorrow will be questioned. We are accountable for each and action we do. And tomorrow I'll be questioned.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Welcome back. You're listening to Youth Station, and we are talking about people sharing their best image with others. We talked about how it can, people who don't even mean maybe to have like a negative impact on others can sometimes not be responsible for what they're sharing and cause unrealistic expectations for people or fracture relationships even. And so I think responsibility regarding what we share for it to be, you know, to have certain qualities, be knowledgeable, be, you know exactly who we're sharing it to, what circle of friends we share what content with.
Indeed.
Yeah.
All that does have an impact. And I remember this was a joke once shared that there was this man who was saying to his wife, before our marriage, whenever I used to tell you, I have nothing except you, you used to get happy. And when in real life, you got to know this is true, now you're unhappy.
Uh-huh.
So really, this was a joke.
Oh, wow.
But like, this is about showing your real picture. You're trying to tell the person, literally, I don't have anything except you. That time, why am I happy before marriage? But when I realized the same thing after marriage, this real picture, this was not just a dialogue. This was a real thing. This was a real picture the person shared with me. Why I'm not ready to appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
So
And our talk is not so much that you don't need to share your good moments with your loved ones, with your family, with your friends, but to be aware and take responsibility for what you share.
To be honest.
Yeah.
Because
to be honest with others.
Being honest is the key. because that's how you're going to help this relationship build, or others also trust you more. Because the way you show your something to the world, and you really are not that, you're actually developing unrealistic expectations from the people around you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sometimes even women, like, you know, they go out in a way, they would spend hours on the mirror, and then they will go out and show a picture to the world that they really are not.
Yeah, and like a whole bunch, how many countries and how many youth have we seen that, you know, like 15-year-old, 14-year-old, 12-year-old girls who feel bad about themselves, who feel self-conscious because they go outside and they're like, how come all these people are just so beautiful,
so beautiful,
just doing nothing, and why am I not like that?
Right.
And so just
again,
presenting,
you're accountable.
Right,
again.
Presenting an unrealistic image of yourself in social media, in real life, can have a lot of negative consequences.
It does have. We do have that, and I have seen people who get, you know, disappointed with why others have this or why I don't have this. That's why I'm saying we are accountable for each and every action that we do. We do have this in Surah Zalzala, that even the very minor action that you have not even considered, like it's even of a atom size, you will be responsible for that.
Yeah.
Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us towards the end of this surah that be very careful about your actions. Yeah, do not try to show people the picture that you really are not. Sometimes, not through images, we sometimes do that with speech as well. Mm-hmm. You know, like we also have this in Surah Saf that all the believers, do not tell others what you don't do yourself.
Right.
Because many scholars are of the belief that if you're going to tell people what you really don't believe yourself, it's really not going to have any impact on them.
Right, because eventually that person's going to look back and see, well, if this was really such a bad thing that this person was willing to advise me on it, how come they're doing it themselves?
Sometimes in practice, God forbid, if I'm not doing that, people may get a bad image of Islam itself. You know,
yeah.
I'm responsible not only just showing that picture, but also responsible of my actions, which are showing another picture of Islam.
Right, right.
So
because people
be
can,
very careful.
Nobody likes hypocrisy and feeling lied to.
Right. So, yes, because this is being hypocrite, not being the one you are sharing, not being the one what you're showing to the world. And let's ask ourselves, why is it necessary? You know, why? Why I can't show my real picture? Why?
Mm-hmm. Because obviously everybody has some points of that they lack in. Nobody likes showing to other people that they're incomplete,
it's not about problems. It's really not about showing your flaws to others, but it's about being honest. Sometimes, okay, if you're not showing your flaws to others, and we are not recommended to do that in Islam as well, but what is it that is keeping you from showing something that you don't have?
Mm-hmm,
that
right.
You really don't possess. Okay.
Right, like
don't
blowing
show your
yourself
flaws.
Out of proportion.
Don't show your flaws, but at least don't show something that you really don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a lie.
Right, and so obviously some people don't understand this, but like when you post the status every single day that I went out and had coffee with who, and I went out and my grades came back perfect, and I had an amazing studying session, and my husband did this for me, and my wife did that for me, and my best friend did this for me. When you only share stuff like that and you're sharing it consistently, the message that you're giving to the people who are seeing that is that I'm living a perfect life.
Yes.
I'm living a happy life. Happy is good, but I'm living a perfect life.
Well,
there are no problems.
Allah says in the Holy Quran that I have created human being in constant struggle. So we got to be believing this, that we are always in constant struggle. There's no one who's living a perfect life. So don't believe in those stories.
Right.
Don't believe in those statuses. Don't believe in that social media stuff. And you yourself, don't show your flaws to others. But if it's a very important relationship, like a mutual relationship of getting married, say things that are important to say, be honest, but we are really not recommended to show our flaws.
And definitely not only show our...
It's not necessary to show something that we really don't have.
Yeah.
There's no need. Just ask yourself one question. why do I need to show a picture that I'm not? After all, I do seek attention, but I will get that from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if I am very honest.
Thank you for listening with us, and thank you, Sister Zainab, for your wise opinions.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being with us. Until another episode of Youth Station, this was Zahra and
me, Zainab.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.